The laws of the divine providence. The first law, that man should act from freedom according to reason. Here is an outline of the chapter from Divine Providence number 72. But as few are aware that acting in freedom according to reason can be a law of the divine providence, so that this may be clearly seen, the subject must be considered step by step, which shall be done in the following order. 1. Man possesses reason and freedom, or rationality and liberty, and these two faculties are in man from the Lord. 2. Whatever a man does from freedom, whether it be of reason or not, provided it is in accordance with his reason, appears to him to be his. 3. Whatever a man does from freedom, in accordance with his thought, is appropriated to him as his, and remains. 4. It is by means of these two faculties that man is reformed and regenerated by the Lord, and without them he cannot be reformed or regenerated. 5. By means of these two faculties, man can be so far reformed and regenerated as he can be led by means of them to acknowledge that everything good and true that he thinks and does is from the Lord, and not from himself. 6. By means of these two faculties, the conjunction of the Lord with man and the reciprocal conjunction of man with the Lord are effected. 7. The Lord preserves these two faculties in man inviolate and as sacred in the whole course of his divine providence. 8. Therefore, it is a law of the divine providence that man should act from freedom in accordance with reason.